Welcome to Around the Mic on SoJo 104.9. I'm Heather DeLuca. It's an all-girls roundtable today. Around the mic. I've got Ashley Serkin, who is our digital managing editor here at Town Square Media. And one of my office BFs. And then Jen Costaville is our promotions coordinator here at SoJo. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the studio. So it's been a while since we've had a chat. We chat around the office all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
And I didn't want to bring this one topic up without grabbing you guys, because have you ever heard of a thirst trap?
No.
You've never heard of a thirst trap?
I have an idea of what it is.
Okay.
A
thirst trap.
Okay.
So.
Sounds like a millennial thing.
It's a total millennial thing, and it's all because it's selfie's fault.
Okay.
Selfie's fault. So about a month ago, Demi Lovato, you know, she always posts very, I wouldn't say they're provocative, but they're sexy photos on her Instagram,
right,
on her social media. And don't get me wrong, girlfriend gives me serious body envy.
Oh, yeah.
Goals. Serious fitness goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But a few of her in lingerie, I guess she's got a kind of a lingerie line she's working on, tagged Henry Cavill. Superman.
What?
Because apparently she's trying to bait him. So essentially a thirst trap known in the social media world.
What?
Is essentially something where you drop little crumbs all over social media and you tag people randomly in things to try to get their attention. So Demi apparently was trying to plant a thirst trap for Henry Cavill to see if he would nibble.
Did he?
I never got to the bottom of this, but I mean, H.O.T., I mean, like, hello, like,
yeah,
hotness.
What?
The two of them. So my question is, like, have you ever posted to social media just like a photo or anything just for the sole purpose of getting someone else's attention in this way?
I think that's why social media was invented.
To get
attention.
Oh, I was going to say to get.
That's why selfies.
Hot celebrity guys
that's
to date
why selfies are a thing. Because you wanted attention from somebody.
Yeah.
An ex. Somebody that you're crushing on. Friends or enemies or whatever.
Right.
Like, you want them to see how good you look.
So,
right?
Maybe it's not necessarily, like, always a trap that you set to try to get someone to be attracted to you, but also to maybe annoy them.
Jealousy. For sure.
For envy.
Yeah.
So I just.
I've done it. I'm not ashamed.
Jen is staying very quiet on this.
I mean, I think we've all probably done it to just get attention.
I think we do it to each other on Instagram on a nightly basis. If it's involving cats doing sit-ups, any sort of snack,
mm-hmm,
or pulling our hair out at work.
Yes.
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 We're trying to catch each other's attention. So basically, I'm wondering if I should start upping my selfie game to, I don't know, say get like Adam Levine's attention, or I wonder if we
can. I was going to say, are you going to start posting yourself in lingerie or what?
I didn't say
where
that.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but I didn't not say that.
Right. So what's your sauce? What are you going to be? What are you doing?
I think my thirst trap is going to be, I think I'm going to recreate an old cartoon strip called Kathy. She's the girl that ran around with her hair like, blah! Mm-hmm. I think Andy Samberg used to do a little version of her on SNL where she's like, blah! It's like she can't control herself and everything is dramatic. So what if I just started doing like Kathy pictures to try to like get someone's attention?
But who are you thirsting over? Did I use that properly? I feel like such a non-millennial.
Thirsting over. I think that was the perfect use of the thirsting term. I don't know. I'm really just like in the early stages of exploring this,
I'm going to use mine to bait Prince Harry.
He's kind of spoken for.
Well, there's still 2 months to go. So.
There's still 2 months to go.
Yeah.
Anything's
possible.
All right. Well, like, who would you set a thirst trap for if like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I tweet Bill Clinton all the time and he never responds.
He's a little tied up.
He might actually be.
He might actually be.
All right. So there's a girl on social media that has like nothing to do with anything or anyone. She rarely even puts a comment with her photos, but she's gotten like millions of followers just based off these like random hot shots that she posts. Not a model. She's not a socialite. She's just like a random social media girl. Her name is Sarah Snyder. I think it's Sarah effing Snyder. Mm. And she's gotten popular just off these thirst traps. Oh, yeah. That's, look her up.
I'm going to, because you will find yourself.
It worked. Her thirst trap worked because I'm not attracted to her. Like, I'm not trying to, like, mack on her or anything.
But goals.
But I just am like, oh, what is she posting today? Her doing nothing has made me curious. If that makes any sense. But look her up.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I mean, just random photos. Sometimes like, she's just laying like
she's
by a pool.
Exotic places, getting out of really expensive cars.
All right. So either she's a lady of the night.
Yes.
Or
she looks like a socialite.
Her parents have mad money.
Yeah.
Is she a rich kid of Instagram?
Oh, she could be. Are there rich kids of Instagram? Like there's rich kids of Beverly Hills?
That needs to be a TV show.
The rich kids of Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about rich people of YouTube? I would watch that because some of these beauty bloggers I watch now are like gazillionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Jen just meant, Ashley, you mentioned Prince Harry.
Yes.
Okay. So today is March 20th. So we're T minus what, 2 months away from the royal wedding, May 19th.
Yep. May 19th.
May 19th. Okay.
Yep,
Got that circled.
Yep. I'll circled. Be there.
Well, you think. I mean, she's going to be.
Oh, wait. I'm the bride.
She's going to be.
I have to be there.
Such a terrible birthday present for me.
She's going to be in Europe. So she's going to be there. Essentially.
I'm going to find my way somehow into that wedding.
Break it off.
So, okay. So Meghan Markle is marrying into the family. Obviously, Prince Harry is a prince because, you know, he's biologically related to the Prince Charles and
royal
Queen
blood.
Elizabeth, royal blood. But so is Princess Eugenie, who is the daughter of the original Fergie, Sarah Ferguson, and I think she was married
Andrew.
To Prince Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. So she's also engaged.
Right.
I thought it was Beatrice. Is it
Beatrice? One of Sarah Ferguson's daughters is.
Yeah. Princess Eugenie.
Okay, she is.
Never mind.
So somehow I don't hear or I don't sense that her wedding, even though she is a princess, she's more of a princess than Meghan Markle will be a duchess or whatever she'll be and Kate Middleton because she has the royal blood.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't sense that there's going to be as big a deal made out of her wedding. I don't think that people are following what she's wearing, what she's carrying on an airplane on social media. And do you want to know why I think this? I'm sorry to put my mean girl tiara on right now. But is it because she's less attractive?
I think it's also probably has something to do with how her mother acted.
Okay, so she may not get as much attention because her mom was a bit of a troublemaker.
Yep.
And when Princess Diana was alive, they used to get into shenanigans together, and that did not please the queen at all. If I'm not mistaken, she had her title taken away.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm.
She's like so far down the line of succession, I don't think people really care.
I was going to say it's just because the boys, the two princesses, have been such a huge part of media since birth. I mean, their mom was Princess Diana. Like they are like Jen just said, next in line for the throne.
I just don't. Well, I mean,
and here, I think that's a bigger deal.
Here you have two daughters, but I almost look at them, those two, Beatrice and Eugenie, like the wicked stepsisters.
Yes.
Did you see them like through all
at the
royal
wedding
festivities, like with their fascinators on? And,
yes.
And they're just a little on the. I'm not at all frumpy. That's not even the word that I mean, but they're so English.
Yes.
So darn British that I don't find myself wondering, like, what is she going to wear down the aisle? Like, what are her, who's she going to invite to the wedding? Like, I just don't care.
Right. Maybe Harry and Meghan's wedding is also kind of overshadowing because you also aren't hearing a lot about the third baby.
Yeah, her. Be pregnant.
She must love that. She must be so happy.
Like, she's due in a month or so, mm-hmm. like right before the wedding. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you're not hearing anything. Like, you're occasionally seeing her in photos because she's out and about doing her royal duties. But
if Kate Middleton was not as gorgeous as she is, if Meghan Markle wasn't this American girl turned, you know, royal, would we care as much? Even if it was, like, if the princes were just marrying just some random people, some rando English people, like, would we care?
Kate Middleton was a rando.
But she's hot. She's beautiful.
She was.
I just look at those. I just, every time I see those two sisters together, I just think of the wicked stepsisters from Cinderella. It's so mean.
It's so true. Lord. You've seen them compared in, like, magazines.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Back me up here a little bit.
No, you've seen them compared.
I don't mean to be so,
to the,
like,
ugly stepsisters or wicked
superficial
stepsisters.
Or anything, but it's just, like, I just see them, like, snickering off in a corner or something and just, like, stealing hard liquor from the liquor cabinet.
And they could
and just
be perfectly sweet. And, like,
they might be.
But you don't. You also don't hear about them doing any sort of royal duties, do you?
Okay, so maybe they're not as,
they're not,
maybe
as
you're right.
Not working royals.
Right, maybe they're not
right.
as publicized as
right.
And I, you know, the princes, I think probably more so in the public eye after their mom died. I mean, they may be off living their military lives or
right.
you know, doing what they do.
But they were always in the media spotlight.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I'm just saying. I just, the one looks like she always is, like, chewed on lemons or, like,
it just it kind of blows my mind a little bit. Like, going back to this Kate thing, how we were so invested in the first two pregnancies. And this one seems to just be flying under the radar. And it's, this baby is going to get the crown before Harry ever does.
I am.
Like, it's just, it's mind-boggling. Like, I
feel like she has been pregnant forever.
Can
I feel
talk
like this
about the possibility of them being twins?
I think it is. I
what?
Honestly think that
she's
that's
huge.
Why. Yep, that's why I feel like she's been pregnant forever, and I feel like there's, like, not this royal baby watch, and I don't. Some
right.
of it doesn't. I don't even think has anything to do with. I think that they just know, like, she's not going to. Maybe she's
but
not
that would
going
be
to.
Huge. If she has twins.
I know.
Royal twins. Like, that's big. That's big.
Oh, the babies. They're going to be like a Louie and
and a girl. Another girl.
Yeah.
They don't know. They haven't announced,
like,
right?
They
don't. Yeah.
No. Yeah, like a Georgina or, like, something fun like that. I know
they already
have
a George,
but still.
And a Charlotte.
Still. And a Charlotte. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait for the babies, but
I need Elizabeth.
It should probably be an
Elizabeth. Yeah, but can they do that before the queen has passed?
Oh, I don't know. Is that a thing? Oh, I got to look into this,
like,
a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
royal code.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay. Well, anyway, so from thirst traps to ugly, wicked step princesses, whatever.
The royals.
Okay. Normal conversation.
Yeah, you know, just normal conversation. I was going to come and talk to you about all this anyway, so I figured, why not flip on the mic? So here we are. So have you ever set a thirst trap for someone? Are you interested in watching one of Sarah Ferguson's daughters get married as much as you're into the Meghan Markle Prince Harry union? Let us know in the comments below. Please give our podcast a great thumbs up. Give us a good review if you really like it. Tell your friends about it. And of course, hit subscribe so you always know when we post a new one. All right, it's Heather DeLuca. I'll catch you on the radio middays 10 to 3. Ashley will go back to her office and try to edit our poorly punctuated blogs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jen is going to go back to setting up some awesome Sojo events for us. We'll talk to you next time on the Round the Mic. Bye-bye.